Buying and selling property, it can be obscure, time-consuming and complicated, not to mention expensive. It's managed by solicitors, takes time, it's wrapped in legalese that can sometimes be incomprehensible to the layman. There's a new report from the Legal Services Regulatory Authority which recommends a number of reforms to conveyancing services, but it stops short of recommending a new profession of conveyancer, and this has drawn criticism from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. For more, I'm joined now by Dr. Brian Doherty, who's the Chief Executive of the Regulatory Authority. Dr. Doherty, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And before we talk about why you're stopping short on the conveyancer profession, tell me what is in the report that will transform services?
Okay, so the report that we've undertaken at the request of the Minister at the LSRA represents a significant piece of work that's been done over a number of years. The report includes an independent consultant's report from Indicon and a nationwide survey of consumers by Ipsos, as well as a detailed public consultation and analysis of all three of those. The recommendations are that the conveyancing system should be digitalised and introduce an e-conveyancing system from start to finish to streamline and to speed up the concurrent system, mm-hmm. that would have transparency around costs from legal practitioners so consumers can make informed choices. And as well as that, that a campaign of consumer awareness led by the LSRA to ensure that consumers are aware as to how the process works, where the pitfalls might be and what to do when things go wrong.
Look, I was having a look through, I was just Googling stuff on this whole area this morning, and I found, as you talk about digitalisation, back in 2006, and that's 18 years ago, I think solicitor Pat Igoe was writing about this, and he was talking about solicitors' offices crammed with documents, and that they needed to move to the paperless offices. And then he was saying that had begun. Why are we still talking about digitalisation at this stage? Has it not happened?
Our research would show that it hasn't happened, and there's still a slow uptake amongst some members of the legal profession to embrace technology and
Isn't
the delivery of services.
Isn't that extraordinary in this day and age?
What we're saying is that there's a real opportunity here, that e-conveyancing itself would actually revolutionise how conveyancing is done. There'd be buy-in from multiple parties, not just legal practitioners, the banks, you know, consumers themselves would have to engage with it. But it is possible that technology exists. And as we say in the report, we're still talking about a primarily paper-based system, which involves wet signatures on occasion, that there's checks that have to be transferred, whereby the technology actually exists to do everything from start to finish in a conveyance. So we think the recommendation we've made has the potential to revolutionise the system.
I think there was a Law Reform Commission report about that time as well. So why is it that if in 18 years solicitors have failed to embrace digitalisation and transformation, that you don't say it's time to create a new profession of conveyancer?
Well, the new what we're saying is that e-conveyancing should come first, because what e-conveyancing and the other two reforms around transparency and increased awareness for consumers would do is that it would fix the system. So make the system simpler. You'll see from the survey that we commissioned from Ipsos that there's 4 out of every 10 consumer reported that there was a significant issue arose during the conveyancing that required the assistance of a solicitor. Mm-hmm. So we need to make the system more streamlined, make it simpler, put it on an e-conveyancing basis, and then once those things are done alongside the other reforms, we could then revisit to see whether professional conveyancing is viable.
Will all of that make it cheaper for the consumer?
Yeah, there is potential for increased competition and to drive down the costs, but most importantly on the transparency issue, that the consumer would be able to shop around, so we'd be able to compare prices, which isn't happening at the moment.
Two questions for you. First of all, when will that happen?
Well, we've really started to engage with stakeholders around the consumer piece and about providing further information. And we submitted the report to the Minister in relation to powers for the LSRA around transparency.
Dr. Doherty, it could take another 10 years or more, could it?
I think there's an impetus behind anything that would improve the conveyancing process. And as I said, we've already commenced work engaging with stakeholders who are very keen and passionate about delivering this.
And if you can get that transformation, will you then get behind the idea of a profession of conveyancer?
Certainly, we think that if we can conclude these three recommendations and reduce e-conveyancing, it's the environment may be suitable at that point for the introduction of a profession.
Dr. Brian Doherty, Chief Executive of the Regulatory Authority, thank you very much for joining us.